Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Memtes, and we are in the sugyas of Chafina. Chafina, about the Kohen Gadol putting his hands and taking a handful of the Ketores to go into the base of Mikdash. So today we're going to talk about a Derech Agav point that comes out on Memtes and Aleph, and that is the concept of Niskatnu Hadoros. Niskatnu Hadoros, the generations going down or not going down over the generations. It's going to be more of a, just as the Minchas Chinuch likes to say, Mara Makam Anilo, just to mention a number of sources on either side of the issue, and then one day we'll have to put it all together, a little bit maybe we will at the end, but where does this come up? Right here on Memtes Man Aleph, the Gemara asks a question, Boy Reb Shua ben Levi, Chafan Vames. What happened if the Kohen Gadol does the Chafina, right? He fills both of his hands with Ketores, and then before he's able to take it into the Kodesh Kodashim, he dies. So the question is, what happens, right? We know the halacha is that the amount of the Ketores goes by however big the Kohen Gadol's hands are, right? If it's a big Kohen Gadol, so then it's a larger shear. A smaller one, a smaller shear. So chafan v'meis, maoshi, yikonis achar, b'chafinaso. Could someone else go in with his chafina? Rashi, kohen ha-meshamesh tachtav, the kohen that takes over for him, maoshi, yikonis, lifnim, b'chafina zu. Can he go in with this amount? Shenosan ha-rishon, l'toch ha-kaf, v'yitzorach l'achsav l'achpon. Or does he have to do it again? Does he have to do it again and do his own chafina, his own fistfuls? So that was the question of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says to his Talmidim, Bo ure'e she'elas harishonim. Look at the she'elas harishonim. What does that mean? That Rabbi Chanina is a little bit surprised. Rabbi Chanina Talmidim, Bo ure'e, or maybe just praising, Bo ure'e she'hador ha'acharon zoche l'schakim k'doras harishonim. Look, our generation has the similar questions to the earlier generations. Sha'afan, yeah, you see Shol She'elazu. Because I've also asked that question before. V'yachshav, and now we heard that the early Rishonim asked the same thing. She'ela, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Shimon HaRishonim. So like the concept of Baruch Shekivanti, right? He said, Rabbi Chanina is saying, oh, look, I asked the same question as Rabbi Shimon Levi, and I asked the question before I knew that he asked it. So you see, we asked the same as earlier questions. So the Gemara says, "Lemei Reb Shimon Levi Kashish." Is this to say Reb Shimon Levi was an older generation? But we have this whole story that Reb Shimon Levi was not an earlier generation; he was a later generation. So the Gemara continues and goes into that discussion. But either way, the Gemara's maskana is the Gemara changes it. El Hachi Kamar She'ela San Kishe'ela Shal Rishonim. Right? It was that I'm the earlier generation. The Gemara changes it. But either way, the concept of generations here. Right, so let's talk a little bit about this concept of Yeridas Hadoros or Niskatnu Hadoros. Have the generations gone down, in every generation, or do we say that there's more of a plateau plus going across? Let's see. Again, there's sources on both sides of the issue. So the Gemara Masechet Erev and Adaf Nun Gimel. A number of chazals about the concept of generations going down. The Gemara in Erevit Daf Nun Gimel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Liban shel Rishonim, Kepischo shel Ulam. The hearts of the earlier generations are like the openings of a ballroom. They're huge. V'shel Achronim, Kepischo shel Heichal. And the later generations are like the Pesach of the Heichal, which is smaller. If you remember, the Ulam was on the east side of the Heichal, and it was larger, it was wider. Right, going on, I mean, it goes from, you go into the Ulam from east to west, but the length, the width of it, north-south, right, that was wider. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the heart of the earlier generations was wider. Va'anu, and we're even later than the small and than the Achronim. Va'anu kamali nekev machasidkis. We're like getting into the eye of a needle. Rishonim, Rabbi Akiva. Achronim, Rabbi Lezer ben Shamua. Right, those are the generations. Or Rishonim, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, Achronim, Rabbi Osho Berebi. Either way, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, that the generations have gone down over the years. And if we're still staying in Rabbi Yochanan, let's go back in our Masechta here. Earlier back on Daf Tes. Remember that we had, this is the sugya of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why did the Churban take place? So we had towards the bottom of Yod Tesmah Beis, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tova Tziporen Shal Rishonim, Mikreso shel achronim. Better is the fingernail of the earlier generations than the belly of the later generations. And Reish Lakish argues, but same Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, adarav, achronim adifi, achronim are better. Avalgav, the Ikeshivan Malchias, Ka'aski Batorah, with all the difficulties that we've had, we're still Osik Batorah. And Amar Le, Rabbi Yochanan says, Biratochiach, Shechazul Yishon, Lechazul Achronim. Look, the first base of Mikdash came back after 70 years, and we're still waiting for the second one. So you see, the earlier generations were more chamer. And Rabbi Lazar also asked the Shalosh Rabbi Lazar, Rishonim Gedolim, Achronim Gedolim, Amalim Tnu Einechem Bebira. Similar idea. That look at the Bira, look at the base of Mikdash, how long we've been waiting. So again, Rabbi Yochanan says in both of these contexts that the earlier generations have something on the later. Or the Gemara Shabbos Kufiyad Beis, Amar Bzeira, Amar Rava Bar Zimuna, Im Rishonim Bnei Malachim, Anu Bnei Anashim. If the earlier generations are angels, then we're people. Vim Rishonim Bnei Anashim, Anu Kachamorim. And if the earlier generations were people, then we're like donkeys. And not any donkey. V'lo Kachamor Shevichanina Mendoza, V'shar Binchas Ben Yar. And we're not like those magical donkeys from the Talmud. Don't think we're like, oh, okay, well, a donkey, I'll be like Rav Pinchas Ben Yair's donkey, it's okay, right? He didn't eat for 3 days, if you remember, and afterwards, until Mises was taken off. No, we're like, stam a donkey. Elo kishar chamorim, says the Gemara. Right, so all of these, the Gemara Brachis, just listing off each one of these requires a more elaboration, but the Gemara Brachis Daf Chaf, what the Gemara talks about, starting with Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, Maishna Rishonim, the Israchish Lahunisa, Umaishna Anadom Israchish Lahunisa. Why did miracles happen in the earlier generations and not in our generation? Imishub Tinuye, and we'll get back to this a little bit later, but we'll just read it now. Imishub Tinuye, Beshanid Rav Yehuda. If it's because learning, what they had more learning, not true. We have more learning. Bishani Rav Yehuda, Kuli Tani, but Nezikin Ave. In the earlier generations, the only yeshivas they learned, they just learned Nezikin. They're just learning Nezikin. Va'anan, and Rashi adds in, not only Nezikin. Not only Nezikin. Lo ha'yigdolim b'chol gemar shal dal tzadar melo b'tlasa babi shalanu. They used to learn the three babas that we learn. What are the three babas that we learn? Right, we're talking here about Talmud Bavli. Talking about Moed, and Nashim, and what, Nezikin? And what about Kachim? Okay, we'll leave that for now. But if it's Rabbi Yehuda, they learn all Nezikin. Va'anan kamasir shisa sidre, and we learn all shisa sidarim. V'chevi mati Rabbi Yehuda be'uksin, when Rabbi Yehuda got to Uksin, right, Rabbi Yehuda in Bavel, Talmud of Rav and Shmuel, Amar avayest Rabbi Shmuel kachazid ha'ka, it's so hard. Va'anan kamasir in Uksin, t'leis ha'mesifta, we have 13 yeshivas that learn Uksin. And yet, v'ilu Rabbi Yehuda, ki avishal avchad mesani, when Rabbi Yehuda used to take off one shoe, about to David because it hadn't rained, Asi Mitra started pouring. He just took off one shoe, he didn't even start praying yet. He took off one shoe to get ready to David, started raining. V'yanan kam etzarita nafshin, v'kam etzava kam etzavchin. We scream, we cry, we David. Bless the mashkechlon, and nobody listens, meaning it's a drought. So Amalei, so Abaya answers Rav Papa. Kamai havikam masri nafshai v'kadushas Hashem. They were moser nefesh for a life of Eben Hashem. They were moser nefesh. We're not Moser Nefesh as much as they were Moser Nefesh. Okay, but either way, you see that there were Nisim done for the earlier generations and not for the later. So this is a concept that comes up in many places. The two final sources, the Gemara at the end of Masachas Makas. Remember that Gemara? That's the source for Taryag Mitzvos. Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Amar Rav Hamnuna tells us that Torah is Gematria 613. Torah b'gamashvi ashishva avachad sreihave anochi v'lo yielacha mipiagur shvanim. Then we heard two straight from Hashem. So 6:11 we heard from Moshe, two straight from Hashem. That makes 6:13. Great. But then the Gemara says, but David ve'emidan alachas esrei. David made it into 11. Made it into 11. He took 6:13 and he made it into 11. He quotes the pasuk in Tehillim Tesvav, miagur ba'alecha v'yishgom b'kol b'kachecha holech tamim pol tzedek etc. And then what the Gemara continues and says that other members of Tanakh, Yishayahu, and they made it even less. Habakkuk made it to one. Tzadik ben Manasseh Yichye. What does that mean? Making the Torah less? Taking away mitzvos? So Rashi there says no. B'tchilo hayu tzadikim v'hayu chol al-kabal ol mitzvos harbe. Earlier generations, they can handle and focus on all 613. Aval doras ha'achronim lo hayu tzadikim kol kach. But the later generations, every door further from the source, not as great tzaddikim. And if we focus on all 6:30, we just get lost. We wouldn't be able to accomplish. David said, okay, at least focus on these 11. Not that he got rid of mitzvahs. But he's telling us, okay, you can't do all of them, at least do these 11. V'chein kol sha'a doros shel mata holchin umama'atin oso. And so too every generation, says Rashi, that every generation goes down. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes about this concept a number of times. I'll just quote two. In Kedoshim and in Va'es Chanan. In Kedoshim, he says this is a concept of every generation being further from the source, further from the beginning of our Mesorah. Rabbi Yaakov writes on the Pasuk, Ish imo vaviv tira'u veshapsosai tishmoru. Right, be in awe of your parents and keep Shabbos. So what is the connection between the two? So Rashi says, what are those two psukim doing in the same pasuk? What are those two mitzvos doing in the same pasuk? Even if my parent tells me to violate Shabbos, I'm not allowed to listen. Ish imo vaviv tira'u veshapsosai tishmoru. Right, even your parents have to keep Shabbos. So that's one pshat of the juxtaposition. Rashi quotes Chazal. But says Rabbi Yaakov, another pshat. And again, this is the, has been, you might have heard this in the form of a story. Rabbi Yaakov on an airplane being serviced by many of his children, and a non-Jewish man says, how do you get your kids to service you so well and so, such that dedication? You know, how does it work? So Rabbi Yaakov says, it makes a lot of sense. And he said over this vart. I don't think he said it in the pshat of the pasuk, but he said this vart. If you believe that every generation is better than the earlier one and it's more technologically advanced and it goes up and it's amazing, then keep it out of the aim doesn't make any sense. Because the parents should honor the kids. The kids are much better off. But we don't believe in that. We believe in Shabbos. We believe that there was a Maisa Bracious, and every generation further from Maisa Bracious and further from Abba Sinai is more diluted, is more distant. And therefore it makes sense that, you know, hold the higher, the earlier generation in higher esteem. Nero of Arakesha, Beishdeinu Yonam Elu, says Rabbi Yaakov, De be'emes hamamin bekadmasa olam, those who believe in the kadmasa olam, the world was always here. Gubosha mamim, umosa olam, verishe Yisrael, shebemeshach hazvan nispatecha adam, yikol mini kofim, right, Darwinism, v'sharachayis v'chadome, behechrich, shesover, shekomach adores besrachkim, yazvan akadmon yoser, the further we get away from being, further every generation further from the monkeys is better off, right, we're less monkey. Hey mefutachim v'yosrim chashuvim, and therefore the dorat zakit should be bechabi the dorat soyer, but we don't believe in that. Avol anu shema aminim shadamu yitzir kabam shalakadosh baruch hu, but we believe in Hakadosh Baruch Hu creating the world. V'kachol shemisrachim hadoros yoser anu misrachakim mehahashpaha elokit umegadluso yizbarach. We get further from the gadlus of Hashem, and therefore, and the source, and the non diluted, right? Hashem created. So it makes sense to be mechabit the earlier generation. And that's why when the Torah says Ishimova Viftiro, it says Shapsosai Tishmoru. Because Shabbos is the os and the chiddush this is all based on. That's one Rabbi Yaakov. And then there's another Rabbi Yaakov in Bamidbar, in Perek Tes, in Parshas Bahaloscha, a gorgeous Rabbi Yaakov, where he discusses the Gemara in Tzmur and Daf Tazayin. The Gemara there says, B'shosh Niftar Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was about to die. He's about to go to Gan Eden. He says to Yeshua, any questions to ask me? There's the last couple of minutes. So tell me, what do you have to ask? You know, I'll answer anything you want. Sha'alani, sha'almi meni, kol sveiko sheyesh lecha. Omar Le says Yeshua bin Nun to Moshe, Rebbe, klum nisat hinachticha sha'achas, v'alachti l'makam acher, did I ever leave your side? Lo kach, Kasaftabi, didn't you write about me in the Torah? Great lashon. Didn't you write about me in the Torah? Umasharso Yeshua binu nar lo yamish mitocha ohel. Right? Didn't you write that I never left? So what kind of question is that? I have nothing to answer. I never left your side. Miyad tashash kochos shel Yeshua. What happens? Moshe dies. Yeshua becomes weak, spiritually weak. V'nishtachu min shalosh halachos, and he forgot 300 halachos. V'nodabo zayin me'esfekas, and there were 700 doubts, and everybody was going to kill him. Lahargo, Amr Lakarish Barhu, Hashem said, no, it can't be. And he makes a war start, and therefore they stop focusing on Yeshua. But the Kasha asked Rabbi Yaakov is, what did Yeshua do wrong? You get the impression that Yeshua did something wrong, that he should have asked Kashas. He didn't have any Kashas to ask. He knew everything that Moshe Rabbeinu had told him. He never left his side. So what exactly was the problem? What did Yeshua bin Nun need to ask? So says Rabbi Yaakov, it wasn't really that he did anything wrong. But the world needed to recognize the principle of Niskatnu Hadoros, that every generation is less than the earlier. And even from the generation of Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai to the generation of Misaroli Yoshua, there's a difference. And that's what Hashem needed to teach us. Sha'af she Yeshua Lama that's called Torah Mipi Moshe, Bikomakom Klal Echad Ba'alacha Lo Lama Mimenu. One klal he didn't learn, and he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos we mentioned before about the malachim and the angels and the men and the donkeys. Hainu shekana yemoshe malamdo klal Yisrael es shel chasimas hatkufos. Hashem was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu through Moshe Rabbeinu the concept of stages of the halachic mesorah. V'yachshav kishiyegias mano shel Moshe lipater legan Eden nigmara tkufas Moshe kibol Torah miSinai umatchila tkufas v'nasan liYoshua. Right, it was the next generation. And to crystallize this for us, the 300 halachas were forgotten and 700 tzfekas. And this is not just a melitza ba'alma, says Rabbi Yaakov. This is Yisodas Psikas Halacha. Right, we had other shiurim about Aram or Ramallah to argue on Tanaim. Could a Rishon argue on a Gaon? Right, so this has halachic ramifications. But this is the end of every tkufa, says Rabbi Yaakov, has this idea. So this is all on one side. You read this Hadoros. There are just as many sources, I don't know as many in Chazal, but there are a number of sources that seem to point to the opposite direction as well. Again, there's more that we're not doing all of them, but many sources that give the opposite direction. The Gemara and Brachas that we just learned before. Right? What did the Gemara and Brachas say? The later generations learn more. They learn more, but why aren't we Zochet to Nisim? But you see there's an element of the later generation learning more. Remember the Gemara in Meseches Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chavches, Tana Rabbanan, Shmonim Talmidim Oilo Lehil Azakin. Hill had 80 students. Shloshim Mehem Reuyim Shetishra Alayim Shechina Kemoshe Rabbeinu. 30 of his students were on the level of receiving Hashras Hashechina like Moshe. 30 of them were on the level of stopping the sun like Yeshua Benun. V'chulu. That's pretty amazing. Strong Lashonos. Right? Or the Gemara Menachas, when the Gemara Menachas, Moshe Rabbeinu foresees in the future, he sees Rabbi Akiva giving shir, and he's zapped into his classroom, and he's like, wow, man, must have been serious learning that Moshe Rabbeinu was impressed with, right? Or maybe most famously, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chafei, Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmua Bedoro. Right, the Gemara says that every leader in every generation is on the level, and we have to treat them and follow them, right? Right, and in one sense, we have to recognize the level. And maybe the Rishon that says this the most, or I should say doesn't say this the most, is the Rambam. The Rambam, in many areas of halacha, does not mention Niskatnu Adoros. Does not mention that the generations go down. Right, the Rambam regarding Mashiach. Right, the Rambam, who's Mashiach? Mashiach is going to come with somebody who is from our generation. V'myamon melach mi beis David. Hoge b'torah, v'osig b'mitzvahs, k'david aviv. V'yakov kol adam, and he's going to get everybody to do tshuva. And he's going to fight Melam Hashem. And he's b'cheskos Mashiach. The Rambam seems to say that, you know, Mashiach is going to be someone from this world. The Rambam in Yisodiyat Torah regarding Nevuah. Nevuah, he does not focus like other Rishonim. Nevuah is a present from Hashem purely. Says the Rambam, Nevuah is a natural progression when somebody perfects themselves and has a spodidus and connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way. But it sounds like for the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodiyat Torah and Perek Zayin that it is a natural progression of perfection of a human being. It doesn't limit it. Adam shumamule b'chol amidos ha'elu shalim b'gufo k'shikanis l'pardes v'yimshach bosan en yanam agdolim v'chulo t'yel odas nechon alohavin alahasig miskadesh v'chulo. So regarding Nevuah, maybe most famously regarding Smicha, right? This is the Rambam that created the controversy in the 1800s in Yerushalayim, where the Rambam says really one could start the Smicha line again. Right, we don't need samach mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Rambam says in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph of Hilchos Sanhedrin, if all the rabbis of the generation get together and appoint a certain rabbi to get smicha, then we could restart the smicha. Right, this was came up in the 1500s. First of all, when they wanted to reinstitute the smicha, big machlokas between the Chachmei Tzfat and the Chachmei Yerushalayim, because all of the Maranos felt that, you know, they were chayef kares because of what they did. But we know that if you get malchus, you're pater from kares, but you can only get malchus if you have a bezdin. So they wanted to make a Bezdin. So that's why there was a push for Smicha. Later, in the 1800s also, they tried to restart it. And again, it comes up every so often, but this is the Rambam. Smicha, how can we do Smicha? We don't have a Smicha, Ish B'Ish. We don't have the line from Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's the Rambam. The Rambam says that Smicha would be possible theoretically today. Or many of the halachos that the Bali Tosfos and other Rishonim quote, that we can't have kavana today. Right, what about, you have to have kavana in all three, in all Shmoneh Esrei. If you only have kavana in Avos, you know, that's okay, but the Evet. What if we don't even have kavana in Avos? Right, so we just say, okay, you did your best. Don't do it again because you probably won't have kavana again. The Rambam doesn't quote that. The Rambam says, after you travel for 3 days, don't daven. I'm sorry, after you travel for a while, don't daven for 3 days because your mind's not focused and you can't have proper kavana. So the Shulchan Aruch says, we would never daven. But after a trip, we should come back and not daven. We daven. We daven. What? Well, what are we going to wait for? Forever, right? The first night of the wedding, right? Bali Tosfos say, right? What does the Mishnah say? Oh, you can't daven. You know, the chassan doesn't say Kriya Shema the first night of his wedding because he can't have proper kavana. Bali Tosfos say, what do you mean? We never have kavana. What? We don't say it. What? I always have kavana. Just tonight, I'm not going to say it. No. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Bali Tosfos that say, no. Of course you say Kriya Shema. Because we never have the high level of kavana. The Rambam doesn't quote that. The Rambam just quotes the Mishnah. The Rambam quotes that the Chassan doesn't say it. So all of these are, the Rambam does not look down at the earlier at the later generations. And even in Hilchas Mamrim, where he talks about, can later generations argue on earlier generations, right, if they're great, if they're similar b'chachmo v'minyan, greater b'chachmo v'minyan, but the Rambam generally looks very strongly at the later generations as well. So again, that obviously has to be some kind of balance. Right, we have to recognize where we came from and recognize that we're, to use the language of the Tosfos Rid, which summarizes it all, we're midgets, but we're standing on giant shoulders. And therefore, they were amazing, but we have them, we have their support. We have their support. Remember the Rambam also, the Rambam said, no chashuva, we could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu and as wicked as Yerovam ben Nevat. But in our own way, we could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, the Reb Zusha, right, they're going to ask me, why wasn't I Reb Zusha? Now, why wasn't I Reb Eli Melech, my brother? Why wasn't I Reb Zusha? We have to be like them. Rav Kook in the Siddur. We each have a tafkid to fulfill. So again, this is the balance that we have to recognize. A, the amazing levels of the earlier generations, for sure. There are many, many sources, as we quoted a number of them, of Niskatnu Adoros, and maybe that's why in our Gemara, Rabbi Chanina was a little surprised. Wow, we asked the same question as the earlier generations, but we also have to recognize and have confidence in ourselves and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take it to the next level. Again, like I said, the language of the Tosfos Rid, that we're standing on giant shoulders, and B'ez Hashem, we should use everything in our history to go further and use the Doros as an inspiration that this was our background, and we could take it to the next level and making them proud, B'ezus Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here in Yuma, Memtes.